With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. We're talking citrus on today's program, but not citrus here in the Southeast. It's Texas with the spotlight. South Texas citrus is reportedly under attack, and USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, is asking residents for their help. So what is going on? Well, according to APHIS, Texas citrus in the lower Rio Grande Valley is at risk of being infested by invasive and damaging fruit flies. The agency, alongside the Texas Department of Agriculture, is inspecting and surveying fruit trees in residential yards and commercial properties to check for signs of invasive plant pests and to protect the food supply and agricultural economy. Now, the main threat this season is an invasive fruit fly that is native to Mexico and to Central America. While this fruit fly is harmless to people and pets, it feeds on more than 40 kinds of fruits and vegetables. To prevent fruit fly populations from becoming established or spreading within the U.S., APHIS cooperates with state partners to carry out fruit fly control programs and maintains a sensitive detection network of more than 160,000 traps across four states and one territory, those being California, Florida, New York, Texas, and Puerto Rico. For more agricultural news, visit us at aginfo.net. With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp.